My imagination tends to run away with me. I envision the person responsible for the lights might be a cousin to the Wizard of Oz. After all, the Duke Energy Center is often called Voltron, or the Tower of Power. Maybe the operation is hidden behind a curtain with huge complex levers to illuminate the Charlotte skyline. Turns out, it's not just one person, but a team of people. They work for Wells Fargo, which owns the building and leases it to Duke Energy.
Hello, I'm Kathleen Jones.
Jones is the operations manager for special events at Wells Fargo. Most importantly, she's a member of the team. More on that later. We're on the 30th floor. So where's Master Control? Where does the magic take place? My mind reels with images of a NASA control panel.
It's actually not that exciting. We have a program that is utilized just in a laptop computer, and so we have different movements and different colors, you know, so we can make a very simple pattern or a static color on the building. We have a lot of it pre-programmed now, so it's just really a couple clicks of a button.
I was imagining something more. Maybe a cousin of the Wizard of Oz behind a curtain, or some fancy master control center. But the technological setup does make it easier to do some cool lighting displays.
We do have, every hour on the hour for 3 minutes, we do a random light show if we don't have anything pre-programmed for a community or nonprofit event.
One of those community events was this summer's LGBT Pride Charlotte Festival. Wells Fargo was a sponsor of the event and had its building lit up in the colors of a rainbow. The building is also lit up in blue during Carolina Panther home games.
We celebrate every time that they score. We have to do what we call a light show. When they win, we do a big V at the top of the building on the handlebar. So if you're around town and you're not watching the game, or if you left a little early or whatnot, you can see how they did.
All this power rests with a team of 6 Wells Fargo employees. This team decides which groups or causes get spotlight treatment, so to speak. Jones says there aren't any special guidelines. Not all requests are granted. For example, an anti-abortion group asked Wells Fargo to turn off its lights. That request was denied. Whatever the team decides, Jones says members get a lot of satisfaction from this small aspect of their jobs. Jones says it's an awesome way to celebrate the community and leave a mark on the city. For WFAE News, I'm Krista Palmer in Charlotte.